Part 3. Jimbo lifted Cindy's head off his cock one last time and stood up. "Next!" Jimbo shouted jovially, and immediately another of the grown men crouched where he was. Cindy barely had a moment to catch her breath before she noticed the knees on either side of her head and the new man's large cock dangling over her face. If she looked right up, she could see things hanging down between his legs, big and hairy objects not an inch from her eyes. He, too, was furiously pumping his cock. "How was she, Jimbo?" Bill asks, the big black man said as he stroked himself. He looked up and saw Jose stroking himself still between the girl's legs, her brownie scout uniform in tatters on either side of her body. "What are you waiting for, Jose?" Jimbo asked when he noticed the Mexican crouched between the child's legs, casually rubbing his cock up and down her thighs, moving closer to her bald, prepubescent crotch. "I want her to see me fuck her. Hold her head up," Jose stated simply. Bill laughed as he reached down and scooped up the back of the girl's head and nestled it next to his cock. He grabbed a handful of her soft red hair, wrapped it around his cock, and started stroking it. "Hey, muchacha. Hey, probosita. You know what I'm gonna do to you." Cindy was still dazed from the vicious throat-fucking she had just received and looked at the sweaty man between her spread legs. Her modesty was long gone, having had her privates displayed for these grown-ups, feeling their anonymous fingers groping her, exploring her little opening, touching her in places that she hadn't even touched herself. She shook her head, unable to answer as the O-ring still pried her jaws open. "I'm going to put this in you. I'm going to fill you up with my cock," Jose said in his thick Mexican accent and moved closer to the six-year-old's virgin opening. Cindy started to move away, turn, anything, and suddenly hands were holding her, pressing her into the cold metal floor of the elevator. Her eyes opened wide as the very tip of his adult cock pressed into her preteen vagina. She bucked her hips to get away from anything, and Bill moved back quickly, causing her head to fall, smacking into the steel grating under her. Stars swam as she looked up as she, the big black man, lowering himself onto her face, feeling another hand under her neck, lifting it up, tilting her head back. She could no longer see what was happening. The angle of her head only allowed her view of the black man's feet and calves. She felt the length of the shaft pass her lips and she tensed, getting ready for what she knew was coming. She moaned low in her throat as the man between her legs, Jose, started to drive into her pee-pee. The black man's balls rubbed her nose as the shaft entered her mouth, her throat. She started to gag as the thick member slid further into her, and she felt something bump inside of her. She couldn't look, but the man between her legs had driven up against something inside of her, something hard blocking him. "Oh, yeah, there it is," Jose said, relishing the feel of his cock pressing against the young child's hymen. He slipped out an inch and slid back in. "You feel that, probosita? You know what this is?" Cindy couldn't answer, full as she was with the black man's large cock, sliding in and out of her mouth and throat, gagging her. She felt some saliva starting to drool down her cheeks and into her eyes as her body reacted to not being able to swallow. "That's your cherry. You ready for this, Chiquita? You ready to be a woman?" Jose asks, starting to get his rhythm up, sliding in and out of her prepubescent vagina. Cindy didn't understand what he meant. Be a woman? How could she be a woman? Ready for... Then it happened. Red hot fire as the man Jose tilted her up, grabbed her thighs and forced into her, ripping her hymen to shreds and driving past the torn flesh into her child womb. Her whole body instinctively convulsed, bringing her head up, swallowing even more cock as her nose drove up into the crevice between the man's legs crouched over her. She felt his penis start to slide back out, both moving out, vacating her. The one leaving her throat, letting it relax, and the one between her legs, inside of her, rubbing across the raw flesh of the torn maidenhead. Violent sobs racked her. She didn't know what was happening. She had done all her chores. She had been a good girl. Now these men were hurting her, hurting her sisters. Why? Tina heard her sister sob and tried to look over in that direction, but couldn't see through the pubic hair that blocked her vision. The man's cock was buried in her throat, and his hands were on either side of her head, rubbing her up and down, feeling his cock move inside of her throat, side to side, exploring her insides. The man behind her, she guessed it was the same one, continued to ram his penis into her bottom, into her butt. But this time it was wide open. She no longer could flex those muscles, even though she tried. They wouldn't close, no matter how much she wanted them to. She felt liquid pouring down her upper thighs. She knew it was blood coming from her ravaged rectum. She heard the men casually talking as they violently used her mouth and her butthole. "Hey, I got an idea. Let's switch," Al said, pulling his cock out of her ass. "Move over. I want to give her a taste of this." Tina wondered what was next. What could they think that would be worse than being raped by a bunch of grown men? She finally was able to breathe as Jack removed his penis from her throat. She gagged and spit up a fluid that she had never tasted before. It was clear and had come out while he was buried in her throat. "Remember the taste of that, girlie. That's my pre-cum. You're going to get a lot more," Jack said as he stood up and walked behind her. While her mind turned that odd comment over, she saw a man move in front of her, his penis thick and hard. She noticed that it had blood on it, and suddenly she realized what the man behind her was thinking of. He was going to put it in her mouth. Tina violently attempted to get up, and Al grabbed her by the side of her head and forced her back down. "Oh, no, you don't. You are going to suck this." "No, please, no," was all she could say, her mouth forced open by the plastic ring. She turned her head, trying to avoid the angry cock that was being thrust at her mouth. It has been in her bottom. It has been inside her, where she goes to the bathroom. He was trying to make her suck on it. The cock grazed her right cheek, leaving a streak of blood and pre-cum across the 9-year-old's face as Al missed the mark. He turned her head with his hands and held it tight as a vice. She bucked strongly as his cock entered the ring. She felt the wet tip enter her mouth and her tongue reeled from the taste. Her tongue moved from side to side of her mouth, trying to escape the invading member that had been buried in her bowels mere seconds before. She recognized the shape of the head as it entered her throat, remembering what it felt like as it violated her bottom, how it felt as it pushed past the muscles of her rectum, forcing them open. Al fucked her mouth for a few seconds, mercifully, not forcing it into her throat. Her tongue was driving him crazy. She was licking the head as he moved inside of her mouth. What a slut! It felt incredible, the thought of forcing this child to suck on his cock after taking from her virgin ass, and to have her lick it like she was, it was too much. Too much. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Al screamed as the preteen girl fought the cock in her mouth. She had a brief moment to wonder what was happening before she felt it. She felt the penis in her mouth, still covered with sweat and blood, pulse and expand inside the top of her throat and then expel something. It was salty and bitter and slick. It fired into her throat, filling her up. She started to cough. Oh, fuck! I'm coming! Al yelled as he shot another stream of cum into her, coating her throat with his jizz, his cock quickly coating with it, and it started pouring out. He stood up slightly, angling her head as he shot more cum into the child's mouth. Don't you spill it. Swallow it, you slut. Swallow! With that, Al rammed his still-coming cock into the 9-year-old's throat and shot his last burst of semen directly down her throat. Tina panicked. She felt the liquid start building up in her mouth, felt it warm and sticky in the back of her mouth. She moved her tongue around, still trying to avoid the cockhead, trying to spit the liquid out. It was too salty, too bitter. It made her gag. It was runny like raw eggs. As she felt it approach her lips, she almost got it to pour out. The man realized what she was doing and forced her head up. Her heart sank as she felt the fluid flow back into her mouth, around her tongue and down her throat. She started to choke on the thick, slimy liquid and force a swallow. As soon as her throat opened, the man drove his shaft into her. She could feel another spurt hit inside her throat and ooze down her stomach. Oh, fuck! Al hollered again as he released the girl's head and fell against the wall of the elevator. His cock was still hard as a rock after that tremendous orgasm. And he could have gone again, but now he had to wait as Jason stepped into the place he had just vacated. Oh, well, he thought, we have all day. As Jack saw Jason kneel in front of the Girl Scout, he felt his balls tighten as the pressure built inside of his cock. He continued to drive deep inside the child's ass, but brought his hand to the base of his cock and pinched it off. Not yet, he thought. I don't want to come just yet. He removed his cock totally from the girl's ass, saw the muscles of her sphincter start to close, and drove back in. The small of the girl's back flexed in reaction to his cock, and he grinned. He had been dreaming of doing something like this for years, and now was his chance. He wasn't going to let it pass. Hey, Jose, you almost ready? Bill asked, pumping his black member in and out of the child's mouth. He looked down at her head, bent at almost unnatural angle, and his large cock moving in and out of her throat. He felt his orgasm approaching. The Mexican between the girl's legs just grunted and nodded. He obviously didn't have the control that Bill had acquired through years of rape. Let me know. We're going to give this little girl a real treat. Jose grunted again. Cindy's mind registered that they were talking about her. But she was so disoriented at this point, after having adult cocks thrust down her throat and up her pee-pee, feeling the pain of her broken opening and the rawness of her mouth and chin, she didn't know what was happening anymore. She wanted so much to be far away, to not know what was happening. You hear me, little girl? Hey, Bill said as he removed his cock from her throat. She returned a dazed look to him. Oh, no, you don't. Wake up, Bill called sweetly as he patted her cheek. Wake up, sweetie, he said as he moved around and crouched over the young girl. He lightly tapped her face with his cock. Rise and shine, he started stroking his cock quickly again. Hey, Jose, come here. The Mexican grunted again and pulled his cock out of the child's abused hole. Cindy felt the tapping on her cheek and the friendly voice. She realized that it was all a dream. She was still in her bed. This had only been a dream. She smiled as she opened her eyes and had a large black cock being stroked not 2 inches from her eyes. Instantly, her world collapsed as the large man tapped the head against her nose and moved the tip against her lips, still held open by the gag. She felt his fist bump against her mouth as he stroked himself. She looked up into his eyes.
What are you doing?
The small child asked innocently, not comprehend what was happening. The image of the little girl, her face forced open by the plastic ring into a perfect O, and her eyes looking up at him were pushing him quickly to the edge. He felt his orgasm approaching quickly, and it was going to be huge. He'd been celibate for 2 weeks and had been saving up his cum for a bender tonight. But no time like the present. When the little girl asked her oh-so-innocent question, marred by the object in her mouth, coupled with the sad, questioning look in her eyes, proved too much for Bill's sense of control. Oh, fuck! And with that huge roar, he unleashed a torrent of semen that exploded all over the six-year-old's face. The first jet shooting directly into her mouth, with the following spurt slamming into her nostrils, across her cheeks, in her eyes, and up on her forehead. His cum filled her preteen mouth to capacity, causing it to overflow and pour down her neck. The trails of her cheeks connected her freckles with white lines that bled down her cheeks and into her ears. The last large gush, thrown up by the force of his masturbating, landed squarely on the bridge of her nose, between her eyes, landed with an audible splat, and right down either side, creating perverse tears of semen on the child's face. Cindy felt the liquid start pouring into her mouth, biting and salty like underdone eggs, and it quickly filled her mouth. She started to cough it up, but then her eyes were pasted shut with the same fluid. She didn't know what it was, but she knew it was squirting from his penis. She could see it. She counted 3 shots before her left eye was blasted, and another 3 before she was totally blind. After that point, all she felt was the first run over her lips, another couple times, then a large drop hit her between the eyes, and she felt the burning liquid run into her eyes. It blocked her nose, her mouth, and ran into her ears. It was salty, and it didn't taste good. It tasted like sour, runny pudding, watery and gooey. It was gooey like glue. She tried to move her tongue to force the extra liquid out of her mouth. She wanted to get it out, but gravity was pulling it into her mouth, into her throat. Oh, Probosita. Oh, poor little baby. You still thirsty? You move your tongue like you want more. Jose started as he crouched to the right of the child's face, the blood from her tore hymen proving an apt lubricant to his fierce jerking. You want my cum, Probosita? You want to taste my cum? Jose asked as he moved closer. A few final strokes and suddenly his cock was spitting its jism onto the right side of the child's face. He painted her with his cum from her eyes to her mouth and shot the last stream directly into her mouth. Cindy heard the Spanish man, the man who hurt her pee-pee, ask her a question. Then she felt more spurts hitting her face. This time on the right side, from her eye to her lips and into her mouth. This fluid was not as salty, more sweet, but still not pleasant. It mixed with the black man's cum, as the Spanish man called it, as it splatted onto her face and mixed into her hair with the other man's cum. She felt it drip into her hair, down her neck. She coughed once, and a gurgle of the liquid in her mouth. Then it settled back down. She had to breathe. Her nose was glued shut with that strange liquid, and she had to swallow it. She got her 6-year-old willpower ready and swallowed the mixed cum of 2 grown men, of the 2 men who had violently used her. She felt her throat open up and grab a large gulp of the cream and swallow, felt it slick down her throat on its way to her stomach. The brief air she got when she did that made her thirsty for all of it, to get it out of her mouth so she could breathe. She swallowed as fast as she could, not mindful of the acidic, salty taste or the gooey, slimy texture that coated her tongue and mouth. She just swallowed until her mouth was empty. Then she inhaled deeply, feeling the air instantly start to dry the residual cum in her mouth. She felt a large thumb wipe her eye and force more of the fluid into her mouth. They were making her eat it all. Again, the passage to her throat was closed, so she swallowed again. This action was repeated over and over as the men around her scooped the cum on her face and neck, and she would swallow it just as fast to keep her air passage clear. Finally, they stopped pouring it in. Then she felt fingers, large fingers, in her mouth. She opened her eyes, and the black man was still crouching over her, and he was removing the ring from her jaw. It popped out, and she was able to close her mouth. It felt raw, swollen, and tired.
"Thank you,"
the small girl moaned, trying to wake her jaw muscles up after being forced open for such a long time. Bill looked down at the child, totally innocent of sex, not 30 minutes ago, who had now experienced things many women never experienced their entire lives, and felt his cock twitch again. "Don't thank me, we're just getting started,"